Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry,
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry,
come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show. I am your host, standing in for our normal host, Coach Anna McCoy. I am Coach Sean, and I'm excited to be joining you on today. This is our first live broadcast for 2012, and we have been just really in an awesome place all this week here at Woman Act Now. We're going to share a little bit about that with you, but before we do that, I'm going to invite or really share a testimony from a young lady who has been our Do It Girl for quite a few months here at Woman Act Now. You may have heard her testimony before, but she is our Do It Girl for December. So I'm going to share that testimony with you again, and then we'll move further into our program on today as we talk about walking powerful.
Hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla. Well, hello, Coach Anna, and hello, Coach Shana, and hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla Jones, and I am so excited to be a guest on the talk show for today. Unfortunately, I could not attend live because I'm actually attending a certification training in Jacksonville, Florida. But I wanted to send a recording so that you would receive my personal story. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm motivating, inspiring, and engaging, and I love people, and I'm concerned about people. And I'm very passionate about seeing people develop the gifts that they have in them, and to seeing people reach their full potential and destiny. What motivated me to join Woman Act Now is that I saw it as an opportunity to be involved with women that were like-minded, that had a desire to grow and reach their full potential, and it was headed by women of excellence. I had the opportunity to meet Coach Anna in Orlando, Florida, at the Women's Empowerment Conference that was sponsored and hosted by Dr. Rita Twigg and Sister Andrea Bailey. And when I met her, I automatically knew that this was someone that I had to be in their life and that I had to be in theirs as well. And I saw it as an organization that was headed by women of excellence. And it was also, to me, a blessing and an answer to prayer, because I had been looking into coaching, and it was not in my price range, and I could not afford it. And now here was this wonderful opportunity to receive affordable coaching, to be involved in a Christian network that was headed by women of wisdom and excellence, and that were serious about helping people attain their purpose, destiny, and dreams. And so that was just wonderful. Now, the membership has affected my life in many ways. I have had the opportunity to network with some wonderful women of God, women of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, women who love people just like I do, women that are passionate about ministry just like I am, and we have made some divine connections, and it is just wonderful and phenomenal. And also, it has also affected me because I had the opportunity to get some wonderful information on the website. There are so many treasures in that chest, and I just love it. And the Woman Act Now principle that has impacted me the most is the one that says that I am a woman of an excellent spirit. It is my right and my essence, and I seek improvement continuously. And that defines me as an individual even prior to joining Woman Act Now. That is the essence of my makeup. That is how I was created. I believe in doing everything in excellence, whether it be on the job, in my home, in my duties and responsibilities to nursing home ministry, with the work I do with women's ministry. No matter what it is, I feel that everything that we do should always be done in excellence, because we were created in excellence. And the least we can do is do it in excellence, because that's the way that we were created. We were designed for excellence and created for excellence. And my future goals and dreams is the desire one day to be in ministry full-time, to be a professional speaker and training development professional to both the church community as well as the business community. And so I'm very excited about that, and I am confident that I will obtain that goal and dream. What I would say to a potential Woman Act Now member about this opportunity is that this is fantastic, phenomenal, and awesome, and that if you are serious about your personal and professional development, then this organization is definitely for you. If you are serious about executing your dreams and your goals and being held accountable for those dreams and goals, then this is a wonderful opportunity for you. If you desire to connect with wonderful women of God who are serious about seeing you reach your full potential, then this organization is for you. If you're not ready to be held accountable, and if you're not serious about attaining your goals, then this is not the organization for you. Because while you are loved and appreciated, you will be held accountable to accomplishing the goals that you said that you want to achieve. So that's my story, and I am sticking to it. It's been a pleasure to be on today's broadcast. God bless you all, and enjoy the broadcast today. Well, hello.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Well, welcome back to the Woman Act Now Radio. I again am your host, Coach Shauna. I'm standing in for our master coach for Woman Act Now, Coach Anna McCoy, and I'm excited that you are joining us on today. I want to say welcome to all of our listeners, as well as for you who are joining us on this broadcast. Welcome today, and thank you for listening. Today we're going to be talking about Walking Powerfully, which is our theme for the year for Woman Act Now. For those of you who may not be familiar with this organization, I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Become a member today. Sign up for the organization. If you don't know anything about it and want to learn more about it, you can certainly visit that website or give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I'd love to talk to you and just to share with you how we might help coach you through what we call the execution gap toward achieving your dreams, visions, and ideas. This is the place where the coaching experience is all about you moving forward, about you stepping out into the place to where you know that this is my moment. This is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my purpose while I'm here on earth. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that on today and a special pre-recorded message from Coach Anna. I just want to share with you as it relates to Walking Powerfully and kind of the vision or the direction of the organization for this year. I know we have had such an awesome time on last year, just coming into a place of powering up, being in a place to where we first of all understand where we're going or understand where we get our power from. And we spent a large amount of time on last year just sharing as it relates to that, powering you up in your finances, in your relationships, in your business, in your communication, so that you might be successful in every area of your life, powering you up within your health, your mind, body, and soul, and your spirit. And so as we continue in the direction of powering up, our theme for this year is to walk powerfully. And in an effort to walk powerfully, there are a lot of things that have to take place in your spirit, in your mind, in your willingness just to be able to surrender. Here at Woman Act Now, we have a series of calls. We have a 15-minute to Destiny Empowerment call on Monday, as well as a conversation with Coach call, and then we have a WAN morning prayer. And within that prayer, one of the things that we're going to be focusing on is walking powerful as zero. And some of you may have had an opportunity to listen in on some of the radio programs on last year as we ended the year, maybe right around the time of October, December, around that time, we began to, you would, if you had an opportunity to listen in, you may have saw or witnessed a shift within the organization. And that's when Coach Anna really began to share with us as it relates to getting to a place of zero, coming into a place to where you can surrender your all as it relates to your mind, your particular will, your decisions to the voice of the Lord. And as the founder of the organization, she really set the tone and just kind of shared with us that, you know what, it may not have been the direction prior to, but we understand where we're going now. In 2009, we began the journey of just really targeting the organization and coming into a place to where, you know what, Coach Anna had just finished the book, and she said, we're going to take this time to really use this as the curriculum for Woman Act Now, really use this tool so that we can kind of understand who we are, understand our brand, understand our purpose, and really get into a place to where we put a target on those dreams and visions that we have for ourselves. So we took that whole year just to talk about the book within our 15 Minutes to Destiny call, and we shared within it as it talks about Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, which was the theme for 2009. Then when we went on in 2010, we had a special moment, and if you are a member of Woman Act Now, some of this you may have heard from the 15 Minutes to Destiny call on Monday, as it relates to when we had our See the Dream, which was our first official board meeting for our advisory boards. It was such an awesome time. There was one young lady who spoke out Power Center, and as she spoke that word, the spark around the room and the stirring around the room began to ignite in each one of the ladies. And what came out of that was the word power up. And from that power up, we themed the year of 2010 in that direction. Now, I know I may have skipped, in 2010, with that direction of powering up. And with that, something really beautiful came out of it, because what we began to do is move into a direction of understanding, first of all, who our source was, which was God, acknowledging him as the head of this organization and acknowledging him as our source. And understanding your purpose, your vision, your dreams, and your ideas, and the things that you've been called to do, we must first come into a place where we understand, realize, and recognize that God is our source, and without him, we can do nothing. But with him, nothing is impossible. The sky is the limit. There is an abundance of thoughts, of witty ideas, of genius inventions that are just waiting in his area of download specifically for you, because you have been purposed by design to pursue your God-given destiny. And so as we begin to move into that frame, and we moved on over to where we are now, which is in 2011, we begin to talk about what are we going to kind of preference this year with or cover this year with. And what Coach Anna was able to just solidify on with the help of her team was to walk powerful, was to walk powerfully, walk encouraged, walk in wisdom, walk confidently in the spirit of the Lord. And in an effort to do that, you must become a zero first. And becoming a zero just simply means to die to yourself, to understand that you're going to willfully submit to God's perspective for your life. And in being able to submit to that perspective, you're saying to him, you know what, God, I will follow you. That I will submit my time, my mind, my will, and my emotions to your thoughts, to your ways, to your guidance, to your leadership, to your direction, so that I can fulfill the purpose and the destiny and the plan for my life. And I'm certain that as I'm sharing with you all on today, we've come to this place maybe other times in our lives, but here at Woman Act Now, as we help coach you through, we want to be able to coach you through in such a way that you're able to hear his voice through the coaching techniques that we use here, that there is a divine appointment for your life. There is a divine connection and purposed reason why you're in relationship with this coaching organization. It is a reason why you have picked up the phone to call in on today and said, you know what, I'm going to take a moment just to listen, because he has something special planned for you. And when we begin to talk about walking powerfully, as we shared with you, there's a place of decrease, a place of yielding, of surrendering, the place where you want to get to a complete nothingness of you, where there is no personality, where it's driven by your personality, where it's driven by your thoughts, where it's driven by, you know what, no, I can do this, or that if he's speaking to you, that you're not going to listen, that you're not going to obey. You're going to shift and realign your thought process. You're going to be in a place to where you're constantly hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. We had our opportunity to have our WAN prayer on this morning, and within that prayer, one of the things that was shared that, you know what, is that I want to be in the place where I am always hearkening unto the voice of the Lord, where I am in the position of a ready runner. And when we think about a runner, he gets on his mark, and they tell him, you know, get on your mark, get set, and before you hit the go, you can feel every muscle in his fiber, everything in his being. I don't know if any of you are familiar with runners, but I used to run track, and so I might not have been as good as others, but I did used to run track when I was in high school, and my father was a track star. So, you know, he had to download all of his thoughts and everything to me, and I did the very best that I could. But the one thing that I could identify with is when you get into that place and you get to that starting line and you're shaking off all of the things, you know, all of the nervousness, you're trying to shake all of it off before you get in that ready position, and you get down to hit your mark, and they tell you on your mark, get set. And when you get set, everything in you tenses up. And there's an anticipation on the inside of you, because on the inside of you, you're feeling that, you know what, I want to reach the finish line. I want to start perfectly. I don't want to scratch. But when he says go, I want to be fully ready. So everything in me is coming into alignment with the spirit of the man that says, stop, listen, be conscious. In this moment, steal everything within you, so that there is nothing that will keep you from anticipating the moment, from moving too fast, or from moving too slow, from not being ready, from not being prepared. Everything is still within you and waiting to hear that very word, go, or that very gunshot that lets you know it's time for you to run. And that is the place where we want to be, so that we can surrender fully to the voice of the Lord as we are pursuing and trying to be the very best that we've been called to be, as we are walking out these plans within our business, as we are purposed to start our families, as we are preparing for that marital relationship, or wherever you may be in your life. Here at Woman Act Now, we want you to know that if you are ready to receive a coach in your life that will help coach you through that execution gap, that will help get you to the place to where you can hear the voice of the Lord, so that you can be postured in the position of a ready runner and always hearkening, always ready, always still to hear his voice. We want to encourage you to become a member today. We're going to be back in just a moment, right after we hear these messages from our master coach. as it relates to powering up.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort Spa and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoiDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, welcome back, and I want to thank you again for joining us. And for those of you who are watching us, you're watching Woman Act Now Radio. I am your host, standing in for our Master Coach, Anna McCoy. I am Coach Sean, and I'm excited that you are joining us here on today. We've been talking about walking powerfully. I have some guests in the studio on today, so if you hear them clinging around just a little bit, no worries. I'm here with you. So you know what? I just want to share with you, as we were talking about, getting into a place where you can hear the voice of the Lord, hearkening into his voice, being in a place of a ready runner so that you're totally surrendered, your position to be able to hear his voice and to know that he is speaking with you. I want to share with you, as we continue to think in that frame and we begin to think about how to surrender, when we think about our mind, our body, and our spirit, those three things, when they come into alignment, what they're simply saying is that, you know what, I am surrendering everything, is that they have to be able to look at it from God's perspective and fully be ready to obey his voice, that there is nothing that's going to keep me from walking out this vision for my life, for my finances, for my relationship, for my family, for everything, so that I can hear him. And we want to encourage you to know that there is a purpose and a plan for you, that in order for you to be able to walk powerfully this year, you must come into a place of what we call retreat. That is one of our principles for becoming a power agent. You have to get into a place to where you can pull back and understand that it's okay. It's okay to be in stillness. It's okay to say no, what we call here at Woman Act Now, no to no more pie, that I don't have anything else to give, that I've got to get into a place to where I can fully be present with the things I know that I am commissioned and purposed to do. And I want to encourage you that if I'm speaking to you today, to know that there is a place for you, there is a purpose and a plan for you, that God's divine favor is waiting to rest upon you, is that you can walk through every single door and opportunity that he has for you, because this is the season, this is the time, this is the right place for you to hear a word from him. And if you can just surrender everything within you to know that, you know what, in his word lets me know that if he is for me, he is more than the world against me. And if he is for me, that means that his spirit can live on the inside of me, and that as it lives, that my mind and my body will agree with that spirit, and I will willfully submit so that I can hear him when he tells me, pick up that telephone and call that relationship now. They're waiting for you. I want you to go to the store right now. There's a person that I want you to meet. They're waiting for you. I want you to get out of your car and go over there and talk to that young lady right now. She's waiting for you. You know what? There's a business relationship at this particular conference. I want you to go. Mark your calendar for it. Get on the phone. Register today. I got something there that's waiting for you. There are specific things as he begins to align our footsteps that are divinely purposed that we can only get if we get into the place where we can hear him, and in hearing him, You can walk powerful. You can move forward in the things that you've been called to do. You can be purposed in every single area of your life. You can walk on purpose every single day. There is nothing that he will keep from you if you incline your ear to hear his voice. So I want to encourage you today that if you're listening or you're watching this broadcast, to pick up the phone or search us out on the internet. Call us up, because this is purpose for you. This is your season. This is your time. Don't delay. Connect with us today at www.womanactnow.com or give me a call right after this broadcast, 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. Again, I'm Coach Shauna Stallworth, and I'm waiting on you because I want to be there when you say, you know what, I achieved it all. We had such great success with a lot of our members on last year, and one that's coming to mind is Miss Viola Davis. She came to our See the Dream weekend with a dream and a vision in her heart, and several of the ladies got an opportunity to go to her and see her dream come alive. Miss Margie Stewart talked to us on just the other day about goals that were accomplished for her in 2010. Veronica Parker, goals that were accomplished for her in 2010. I'm sharing this with you because it is no small thing that you are with us on today. And I want you to know that there is someone here that's waiting to help you walk powerfully, that's waiting to help coach you through the execution gap. So I want you to stay tuned. We're going to go to another commercial, and then we're going to come back and hear from our master coach as it relates to getting in the place of dreams and visions and purpose for your life. More right after this.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, manage opportunity.
Have you ever been given a project and you had that thought, why are they giving this to me? You should see that new assignment as an opportunity to shine. An opportunity is defined as a favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place. And when we manage every opportunity, regardless of its significance, it will provide a chance or an opening for something greater to occur in your life. So manage your opportunities well. The rewards will be worth it.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, we're back. We're going to move into our pre-recorded show now. I want you to listen up, invite the person in the cubicle next beside you, or tweet it to a friend as we listen to Why Am I Here? Understanding Kingdom Mandate. Know that you're loved and walk powerful because you can do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna. The Real McCoy.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show.
Anna. The Real McCoy.
Welcome to the show. This is your coach, Coach Anna McCoy. Well, I'm excited to be with you today. We are going to continue our discussions in Woman Act Now. We were talking about, last week about what do others say about me, but we're going to start with why am I here, talking about purpose and destiny on today. And we want to welcome you to the show. You can watch us live on ustream.com.tv. I'm going to ask now. So we're talking about why am I here today? From the book, Woman Act Now. We're going through the book, Woman Act Now, for the next several months, and actually we're one-third of the way through the book, Woman Act now, and we've talked about it all year long since it's been released this year. I want to encourage you to go to womanactnow.com to be a part of the organization Woman Act Now, as well as gathering some incredible information that's going to help you to grow and be the best that you can be as it relates to your destiny and the purpose and what you've been called to do. So, again, this is your coach, Coach Anna McCoy, welcoming you to the show. So if you are listening, feel free to give us a call. You can call in to the show and listen by cell phone, or you can call in to be a guest or to talk or follow on the chat and so forth. You can do that at 718-664-6395. So the first place I'm going to start today, when we talk about why am I here, I want to talk about our purpose and our assignment. When we've been building you up over the course of this year, from distinguishing between a dream or a wish to moving you through values, vision, and clarity, the I factor zone, learning how to create the conditions to dream. Now we want to help you to begin to understand your assignment in recognizing why am I here. So here we're going to start with, I want to quote, your assignment is not your decision, it is your discovery. When your heart decides a destination, your mind will design a map to reach it. So what's really exciting about that is as we began to really wrap our mind around what it is we are to do in life, then our mind, or wrap our heart around what we are to do as it relates to our assignment, your mind will design a map to reach it. And so we're going to start there as it relates to why am I here. I'm going to start with this paragraph that I started with in the church, and many of you are familiar with this book called The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, 40 Days of Purpose, all of this that was going on a couple of years ago. So we're going to start there. Of every book written about purpose, Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life is the most successfully sold. I recall seeing the 40 Days of Purpose banners hanging on many of the churches in my neighborhood, and I remember thinking the slogan was catchy. I saw one, then two, then three in various parts of the city, and I concluded that this was larger than a local pastor's marketing campaign to attract believers to his or her church. Not only did I see the banners, but I also received direct mail from several of the local churches that were undertaking the program. Although I thought it was a great idea, it did not compel me to call or to rush into a church to inquire for more information on discovering my purpose. Now, why do we start here? Because there are so many books, there are so many tools out there that will help us to discover why we are here. And the challenge that I've always found is being able to carry through and to walk through on some of these ideas and dreams that we have as it relates to truly understanding our purpose. So I want to encourage you today to stay with me, because I'm going to walk you through a process of understanding why am I here, and understanding even the word purpose, that giving it a different definition or a way of understanding it that will be much more helpful, I believe, to us in our ability to accomplish our purpose. So let's continue. Soon to follow the church programs was a growing swell of grassroots marketing for the book. People were talking about it in coffee shops and reading it on airplanes. Perhaps the most notable piece of publicity about the book came when Ashley Smith talked the Atlanta courthouse shooter, Brian Nichols, into turning himself in. She said that she read to him from Chapter 33 of The Purpose-Driven Life. It was following this incident that I, too, purchased a copy of the book in order to learn about purpose. But like many others who buy books, we read a chapter or two and we relegate them to the shelf. I didn't finish the book. Unfortunately, it could not keep my attention. I also attempted to listen to the audio version that my husband purchased. It's still sitting on my desk. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. Nevertheless, I am certain that the book helped many millions of people, as it did Ashley Smith, who recalled this impactful words in a time of crisis as it relates to the purpose-driven life. Now, the purpose-driven life, when we think about the book, it asks a series of questions throughout and after each chapter to help the reader discover or awaken to his or her purpose. The questions included some like the following. Have you ever wondered about or felt confused about the purpose of your life? In what ways have you tried to discover your life's purposes but didn't find success? Why do you think people try to discover their life's purpose without turning to God, their creator? Now, when we think about that, I'm sure many of you have asked yourself that same question, as I certainly have asked myself in trying to figure out, why am I here? Every day we experience the loss of someone or someone who we know is experiencing a loss of someone that they know. And so when we think about life and our preparation for it and trying to understand the purposes of why we are here, it is very, very difficult, but also a part of life that we have to accept that death is prominent. It is going to happen. But in the meantime, we want to figure out why are we here. So when we think about our purpose and the plan that we've been called to, I found this approach difficult to navigate, so I put the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, down. I then began to pray and ask God for a definition of purpose that I could understand. I felt that having such a definition would give me clarity in order to answer these types of questions, like, have you wondered about or felt confused about the purpose of your life? And I certainly have, and I really began to think about what is it that I can do that can begin to help others to achieve and to accomplish their goal, while even myself, as I began to focus and to think about what my purpose and what my destiny was, how would I be able to achieve it and figure out who I am, who I am. And so as a result of that, I began to search for answers to these questions to gain clarity. In my quest, I did what most of us do. I turned to Merriam-Webster's for an answer. The dictionary indicated that purpose means something set up as an object or end to be attained, intention. Well, as you have probably guessed, I didn't understand that definition either. Back to prayer I went. Lord, please tell or show me what purpose means. To answer the question, have you ever wondered about or felt confused about the purpose of your life? I say, absolutely. Most often because purpose had been poorly defined. Thus began my quest. I was determined to define purpose in order to help individuals understand the word. I resolved that if I could construct a definition that would help people truly understand the word purpose, perhaps they would have an easier time living lives of purpose. At 5:59 p.m. on May 8, 2006, I was penning a note of encouragement to a dear friend in her mid-50s. These are the exact words that I use to conclude the letter. You can spend the next 10 to 20 years of your life continuing as the problem solver to your children, who, by the way, will always have problems for mom to solve. Or you can get focused. Find balance and pursue the kingly purpose within you. It was in this moment, as I looked at the words I had written, that God answered my prayer.
I was encouraging her to pursue her kingly purpose. And I asked myself, what does that mean? I began to record feverishly on my tablet PC what I was seeing in my mind's eye and hearing in my spirit. The words I received that day, I now offer to you in hopes that they'll help you to define and pursue your God-given purpose and destiny. They have helped me to gain tremendous peace, clarity, and direction in my own journey to understand and answer the question, why am I here? The words are as follows. Prayer. You know, prayer is a means of having a relationship with God. It is the instruction we receive and the communication we have with our Maker. Prayer involves us presenting our Heavenly Father with requests and petitions, and it offers us the comfort of developing intimacy with Him. Prayer helps us to think deeply and with greater clarity about who we are and what we do. It helps us to meditate and separate ourselves from the noise and the clutter of our daily lives in order to enjoy peace in our souls and the presence of God. Prayer helps us to learn humility so that our self-absorbed egos diminish, while at the same time increasing our estimation and appreciation of God's greatness. I want to take a minute and just welcome our guests to the show. I want to thank you for listening to us. I'm on page 118 of the book Woman Act Now. Our topic today is Why Am I Here? Understanding purpose, understanding passion. And I'm taking you through the process of understanding purpose, prayer, passion, persistence, and how it's going to help you to define why am I here. By praying, we learn to be humble as we seek God for information. We admit we do not know. We request help for ourselves and others. Prayer helps us to develop a steady, faithful relationship to the character of God, and it teaches us how to hear Him. Prayer is my safest place where I experience, learn, touch, hear, and see what I am, who I am, and what I have to offer. Prayer builds my confidence to live, to thrive, and to be. You're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy. We're talking about why am I here? Defining purpose, defining passion, defining why are we here? And I'm actually reading some of the excerpts from the book Woman Act Now, page 119. Why am I here? So I want to thank you for listening to us, guest 2338. Thank you for joining us. We are talking about passion. Passion. Passion is the internal drive that is stimulated by forces that are positive and negative, external and internal. In order to be effective, passions must be intentional. Unbridled passion is destructive. With too much power and too little direction, it causes any plans or pursuits to derail. God is intentional, and when we allow Him to direct our passions and strong emotions, passion becomes the productive ingredient to achieving what we intend to do. Passion often breeds obsession. When you think about it, obsession is good only if directed toward the right target and to a healthy degree. An obsession dominates one's thoughts or feelings. It is usually a persistent idea, image, or desire. Passion breeds determination, distinction, and direction, all of which are essential for production and success. You're listening to Coach Anna. We're talking about why am I here, and I'm sharing with you from my newest release book, Woman Act Now, on page 119. If you're a reader of the book, you can join me there. But we're talking about why am I here and the purpose and the plan in which you have been created. And I'm sharing with you and going through this process of defining, really trying to come to a place where we can understand our assignment, because your assignment is not your decision, it is your discovery. When your heart decides a destination, your mind will design a map to reach it. And that's a quote by one of my favorite wisdom teachers, Mike Murdoch. And it inspires me because our assignment really is not up to us. It is a discovery. It is a process. It is a destination. And when you begin to understand the purpose in which you have been called to, you will also begin to understand the prayer, the passion, the persistence in which you need in order to get you there successfully. So now when we think about, I'm actually putting a formula together in defining the word purpose. I was talking about all of the various different books we read, from The Purpose-Driven Life to Finding Your Purpose and Seven Ways and all of these different things. But what does purpose really mean? It's a word that really throws all of us off kilter because we're so busy trying to figure it out, but nobody is defining it for us. And so I'm taking the time to help us to understand what purpose is, and that will help us understand why am I here. So when we think about persistence is the next thing that we're going to need in this discovery of our assignment and understanding why am I here. Doing what God tells you to do over and over, continuing in spite of opposition and persecution, means that you recognize resistance as a sign to encourage you to move forward. When we think about persistence, it is being able to do what God tells you to do over and over again. It is being able to stay on the mark, to do it over a protracted period of time. It means that you recognize, in order to persist, you have to recognize that there is resistance, and that resistance really is a sign to encourage you to move forward. Persistence means directing your actions to an intended result or goal, even in the face of difficult challenges and seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Persist until you succeed in all that you do. Romans 2 and 7 says, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he, our God, will give eternal life. That's in the New International Version. Persistence is similar to perseverance. It's a quality that the author of Hebrews encouraged believers to exhibit. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us. I want to stop for just a short minute to talk about, when we talk about persistence and perseverance in this word entangle, to be entangled with something means that you cannot get away from it. It captures you. It holds you. It bounds you. You become one with the thing that you're entangled with. And so when the author of Hebrews, he tells us, he encourages the believer to exhibit these types of characteristics. First of all, that we throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Now, there are two separate things here. When we're talking about being persistent toward the purpose, toward the mark, toward the calling, toward the thing that we have been called to do, we have to be so conscious to understand what is the thing that hinders versus the sin that entangles. They're two different things. Sometimes things hinder us, but they are not sin in our lives. Sometimes sin entangles us, and it's the very nature of the sin that keeps us from becoming and doing what we've been created to do. So I want to encourage you today that whatever it is in your life that has so easily entangled you and kept you from persisting and persevering to the purpose. I want to encourage you that Matthew 7:7 says that ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And boy, when I think about the door being open, what it's like to me and what I see in my mind's eye when it comes to persistence and perseverance and those things that hinder and entangle us, I see this whole idea of asking and it will be given to you. It's like we're on the other side of things trying to handle it all on our own, when in fact we have the opportunity to ask and it will be given. When you begin to ask, seek, and knock, it is opening up. It is knocking down doors. It is on the other side of each one of these words. There is something available to you that you do not have until you begin to execute and ask, execute, and seek. That means you've got to do something. And literally knock, that means there must be an execution of a movement to knock, whether it's spiritually or physically, that the door would be open to you. These are the keys to persistence. You persist and you do not give up. Now I'm going to move on to the word purpose. Remember, I started this out, and if you started with us a little bit late, you want to go back and listen to this whole setup when we're talking about why am I here and what my purpose is. And so I'm going to continue with page 119, purpose. One day, I was typing on my computer. I recorded the following words as they came to mind. Now, you have to understand, when I was writing this book, I was so excited about what I was receiving, because my prayer was, God, please tell me or give me a definition of purpose that I may help others become who you've called them to be, so that we can begin to walk in purpose on a daily basis, begin to fulfill what you've called us to do. So here I am, I'm sitting at the computer, and I just feverishly began to type these words: godly instruction, I hear when I pray, fulfilled intentions, reason for existence. Purpose is not tangible. It is movement, direction. After I typed these words on my computer, I recalled that quotation again by Mike Murdoch. Your assignment is not your decision. It is your discovery. And I added this statement directly above the information I had just typed, that godly instruction I hear when I pray, fulfilled intentions, reason for existence. Purpose is not tangible. It is movement, direction. Oh, let me tell you, I was getting so excited about purpose and what God was giving me. I was all stirred up on the inside of me that your assignment is not your decision. It is your discovery. It's finding this thing out on a daily basis, living in your now. And I added that statement that Mike Murdoch, the quote, that it's not your decision, it's your discovery. Then I knew I was on to something, because I also know what I'm hearing from the teacher. These words were moving in my spirit, and my head was going crazy. It was like finding the winning word that starts with an X or a Z in a game of Scrabble. If you ever watch Soul Train, you remember when they used to unscramble those words. It was like I could see all the letters coming together and finding out a solution and an answer. I had to assemble my thoughts. I was after a definition of purpose that I could relate to and that others would benefit from. I started reorganizing my thoughts about prayer, passion, persistence, and purpose in order to develop a definition of the elusive word purpose. As I arranged my thoughts like pieces of a puzzle, I finally fit them together in a format simple enough for me to embrace, remember, and follow. This is what I discovered. Purpose, the definition of purpose, is a desire of mind and heart directed for the fulfillment of godly instruction. Let me say it again. Purpose defined, a desire of mind and heart directed for the fulfillment of godly instruction. You have to understand this definition encompasses prayer represented by godly instruction. Remember I said that prayer is my, when I sit, I pray is having a relationship with God. It is the instruction we receive in communication we have with our Maker. Prayer involves our presenting our Heavenly Father with requests and petitions. It offers us the comfort of developing intimacy with Him. Prayer helps us to think deeply and with greater clarity about who we are and what we do. It helps us to meditate and separate ourselves from the noise and clutter of our daily lives in order to enjoy peace in our souls and the presence of God. Prayer helps us to learn humility so that our self-absorbed egos diminish while at the same time increasing our estimation and appreciation of God's grace. Now remember, purpose. It is a desire of mind and heart directed for the fulfillment of godly instruction. So that definition encompasses prayer represented by godly instruction, passion. Passion is an internal drive that is stimulated by the forces that are positive and negative, external and internal. In order to be effective, passions must be intentional. Unbridled passion is destructive. With too much power and too little direction, it causes any plans or pursuits to derail. God is intentional, and when we allow Him to direct our passions and strong emotions, passion becomes the productive ingredient to achieving what we intend to do. Now listen carefully. That formula is prayer, passion, persistence will lead us to purpose. Because we say that when we pray, it causes us to think deeply and with greater clarity about who we are and what we do. When we think about passion, passion must be intentional. God is intentional. And when we allow Him to direct our passions and strong emotions, passion becomes the productive ingredient to achieving what we intend to do. So it's the productive ingredient. It's the thing that's going to get you moving, that's going to drive you in a direction. When we think about the psalmist David, David said, "The one thing that I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after." And it's this passion. That one thing I desire is represented by passion. By passion, the thing that will cause me to get up and move and do it when I don't feel like it. When we think about the next thing, is persistence. In this definition, purpose is desire of mind and heart directed for the fulfillment of godly instruction. Passion is represented by desire. Persistence is represented by the act of directing mind and heart. And I talked about persistence. It's doing what God tells you to do over and over again. It is obedience. It is your continued movement, your continued struggle, your continued overcoming, your continued resistance against those things that are resisting you. And then we talk about purpose itself. Is represented by fulfillment. Most of us, when we think about purpose, we're no longer are we just seeking to accomplish or to be. We really want to be fulfilling the instruction we receive through prayer and meditation with God. When I think about it, as I do this in my own personal life, of this desire of mind and heart directed toward the fulfillment of godly instruction, when I do this, I really rely on Him, and my former frustration with trying to discern God's purpose for me is being transformed into a joyful journey of seeking Him for instruction in pursuing my passion. And based on this new understanding of the word purpose, my responsibility has really become to direct my passions And when I hear or know what I am to do, I persist until I get it done. If I succeed in following the instructions I have received, I am living my life on purpose. It's purposeful. So now, when I think about this, when I think about this concept of living my life on purpose, no longer am I trying to just figure out, and I'm not asking that question, what was I created to do? Because I'm consistently spending time in prayer, bridling my passion, directing this passion based on the instructions.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, mission critical.
Are you currently at the place where fulfilling your mission is at the critical stage? Mission critical is that time when you have no options left and your goal cannot be abandoned and must be accomplished. Should you choose to continue the journey you're on, will you solve or invite a crisis into your life? You decide. Ask yourself, what will happen if your destiny becomes mission impossible because you have not made it mission critical? I'm Coach Anna McCoy.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We're excited that you joined us and want to encourage you to visit us next week, where we'll continue to talk about walking powerfully. And if you're in the Orlando area, you can visit that DoubleTree Hotel at the end of this month. Coach Anna herself will be there speaking at the Voice of a Woman Conference. So if you'd like to attend, you can give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407 for more information, or go to voiceofawomanconference.com. You're loved and appreciated. And until next week, take care and walk powerfully. Bye-bye.